Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment I'm king. In this very moment I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is me, it is I, Sugarlicious. I don't know what the hell is going on with my dashboard or my stage board or switchboard or whatever board it's called, but it is really giving me some issues. It doesn't even tell me how long I'm on the stream or anything, so I'm hoping that everybody can hear me. This is my first show in Good Lord. And 2 weeks ago, I had promised everybody I was going to do a show every week, and of course, that didn't happen because the 8 o'clock hour seems to be a mystical hour for me where I can't get off my ass and wake up. So I think I may have to change my shows to 9 o'clock, although I wanted this to be a morning show, even on the East Coast, which means it's now 12 noon. It is no longer morning, so I wanted to do an 8 o'clock show every Sunday, so that people on the East Coast can still say, oh, okay, it's still morning, and not harass me saying that it is no longer morning at 9 o'clock. But since I couldn't get up, and then the love of my life, I told him to wake me up at 7:30 my time, 9:30 his time, 10:30 his time, he proceeded to go, well, I wanted you to sleep. I heard you snoring, and I just didn't want to wake you up. He didn't hear me snoring. That was bullshit. Anyway, it is August 10th, 2014. It is 9 o'clock a.m. where I am, which still makes it morning. 10 o'clock a.m. where the South is, which still makes it morning. And, God forgive me, 12:03 p.m. noon on the East Coast. So I still didn't get here in time. So maybe I need to start doing my show at 8, set my clock, my alarm, said Diva, and go for it. As I said, I have no clue. I'm going to have to keep looking at the actual clock because for some reason my stream is not telling me the time, so you guys may not even be hearing me. I could be talking to myself, which is another problem that I have, but we won't go into that today. That is something that does not need to be discussed. I am in a extremely good mood, as everybody can tell, and I want to thank, before I do anything else, I want to thank everybody who was so loving and giving to me as far as this week, because I know I have been a serious but trust me, it was not because I wanted to. Sometimes things just happen and you have to pull yourself aside and realize what's going on in your life and what's most important. Anyway, enough of that crap. I'm going to talk about bathroom etiquette. But before I talk about bathroom etiquette, I do want to wish a couple of people that birthday was this week. Yes, a few people did actually grace our presence at one point or another. Piper, happy birthday to Piper. It is her birthday. Nina Ray, happy birthday, Nina Ray. Also, happy birthday to, I'm reading the birthdays, damn it. Happy birthday today to my very own son, Nino Milo. Happy birthday, baby. To Anak, happy birthday, Anak. Avery Lynn, happy birthday. Yaya, happy birthday. And Mrs. Lynn, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Anyway, enough of that. I wanted to talk about bathroom etiquette. Now, the reason why I want to talk about bathroom etiquette, if you remember my show, goodness, 3 years ago, when it was a different show, I was talking about bathroom etiquette then because it was something that was strongly offending me, and it's like, wow, people are still doing it. Well, let me explain to you the reason why I picked this topic. A couple of days ago, I went into the women's bathroom, and I, for some reason, I love the handicapped stall. I call it the big girl stall because basically it's almost like you can put a bed in there and dresser, TV, you know, set up your cable in there, the whole nine yards. So I was doing that stall because it gives me a lot more room, and I just like being in there because it is the last stall. And when you first walk in, it's the, you walk in the door, and it's to the stall to the right-hand side. The sinks are to the left. So basically when you go in there, I always walk straight to that stall. Now, one thing that I hate, and it makes me cringe, is when people come in. You come in. There's no one in the bathroom but you. You come in. You walk to your stall. You do your business. And someone walks in, and all the stalls that are available, they pick the one that's right next to you. Now, I don't know, maybe other people don't care, but to me, if there is another stall that hits your face before this one does, why would you have to pick the stall that's right next to another person? I honestly will never pick a stall right next to another person, ever. It's like, why are you picking that stall? There's several stalls before, and where we are, there's like eight stalls. There's the big girl stall, and then there's seven others. So why would you proceed to get the damn seventh stall? All these other stalls are available and ready. This isn't the intermission at the movie theater. So you honestly shouldn't need or have to be in the stall right next to me. That is something that just honestly gets to me. It makes me cringe. It really makes me cringe because I'm thinking, why in the hell, for lack of a better word, are you in the stall right next to me? What is the purpose of being in that stall? Now, when I was talking to a friend of mine about it, she was saying that, oh, well, you know, they were probably going to the big girl stall, and since they couldn't get to the big girl stall, they probably went on and took the stall, you know, next to it. Hey, you know, hunky-dory, whoop-de-doo, chitlins and grits. But as far as I'm concerned, your ass can take another stall. You do not have to be in the one next to me. I don't like that. It gives, honestly, it makes me like, really? Take your ass to another stall. Seriously. It bugs the shit out of me. It really, and I'm sure you can hear my irritation in my voice right now behind it because I'm thinking, really? All the stalls and your nasty ass has to come right next to me and use the one next to me. Now, that only doesn't get me, but you know what else gets to me is the women, and I mean women, who basically do not wash their damn hands after coming out the bathroom. Now, I've had people tell me, oh, well, maybe they don't wash their hands because, you know, they may have just went in there to you know, to shift something around, or maybe their shirt was on. But I don't give a shit, because to me, if you walk in that stall, you need to come out, even if you haven't done nothing but walk in there and smoke a cigarette, which I don't do, but I know there's some who do. You need to still come out there bold as hell and wash your hands, because I don't know what you did in there. And I'm going to talk about you when we are, especially if I see your shoes, especially if I know it's you that done it, or you walk out right in front of me without washing your hands, I'm going to talk about you. Yes, I am. To whoever has ears to hear, because to me, you're nasty. You're ratchet, because to me, I don't care. You need to always wash your hands. I wash my hands. I don't care what. I know one time when I went and I had spilled some coffee on my skirt, and I had to go home, rush home, and I didn't have time to, like, rush home and put it on, but I rushed home on my way going back to the office, and I just grabbed another skirt and ran back. I said, okay, when I got to the job, I'll go ahead and change the job. So I got to the job. Only thing I did was I changed the skirt, took one off, put the other one on, and I proceeded to wash my hands even doing that. There was a time, a long time ago, this isn't recent now, this isn't recent, when I went to the gym, and I used to always change clothes before going to the gym. I would always wash my hands even though I'm just changing clothes to go to the gym. Because to me, it's just a respect thing. To me, even if you just go in there to do, you know, to something that's even not remotely near your business, you still should do that. But some of these women will go in there, and you clearly hear that they are using the bathroom, and they come out, and not only do they come out and not wash their hands, they come out and smile at you and not wash their hands. Some not only come out and smile you not wash their hands, but sometimes even don't even flush the toilet. Now, you think that, I've heard women say, oh, I bet the men's bathroom is nasty. The women's bathroom is not nasty, but there's some nasty heifers in that bathroom. Because to me, if you're not flushing your toilet, you're not washing your hands, then there's issues you have that you need to learn. Because there, it doesn't take anything to basically step up, turn on the water, pump the soap, put the lather up your hands with the soap, put your hands up underneath that, lather and wash it up, go take a piece of paper, wipe your hands, and walk out. That doesn't take long to do. Even though I know some of you have to think it does, it really does not. Another bathroom etiquette that I hate is when women are on the phone. That is one of my biggest pet fucking peeves. When you are in the bathroom, I don't want to hear you, for lack of a better word, pissing and talking on the phone. Don't try to talk to me, but we'll get back with that. There was one chick that was having a whole conversation while she was going to, as your mother used to say, do you have to do the number one or number two? Well, she was doing the number two. She was sitting there, and it was clearly she ate something that did not agree with her during her lunch break. So clearly she's making these musical noises and, you know, like she's in a damn Western shooting out. You know what I'm saying? So she's making all these noises, and she's on the phone discussing what she's going to cook tonight. Now, maybe it's me, but to me, that is some nasty, nasty, nasty shit. Literally. How the hell are you going to go into the bathroom stall, use the bathroom, and discuss what you're going to cook that night? I mean, honestly, I don't think that when I'm using the bathroom, my mind is even on cooking a meal or having a meal. It's on getting what I have to do, get it done, and walking out of there. Walking out of there before walking out of there, washing my hands. So I don't get that. That's one of the things that I honestly just do not understand. There's no need for a conversation while you're in the bathroom. No need for one. But for some reason, you have some women who are in the bathroom who feel that they need to have a conversation with others. And not just on the phone. but with you as well. Because one thing about me, when I go into the bathroom, of course, when you first walk in, if there's somebody there, you know, you go, hey, girl, you know, hi, oh, yeah, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so you go through all that. So when you, to me, when you open up the bathroom stall and you open it up to walk in and utilize the facilities, I feel that conversation stops right there. There is no longer any conversation. You need to stop talking to me. Seriously. I have one, this is one chick I dread when she comes into the bathroom. Because even though, and I'm serious, even though she will see you in the stall, she'll see you walk in there, rather, see you walk in the stall, see you ignore her, she still wants to talk. She still wants to conversate. She still wants to blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, why are you talking to me? Did you not see me walk in the stall? And she'll be in the stall just doing her business and just wants to talk. Because I remember one time she was like, Sam, where are you going for lunch? And this is before we walked into the stall. And I'm like, I don't know right now. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure. I got to go handle something first, but I don't know. Why do you need me to get you something? Yeah, I actually would like something. Okay. You know, I'll get you something. Let me know. Come to my desk. Let me know. Okay. So she walks in the stall, and you hear her take the paper, and I'm sure she's putting the paper around the toilet, and you kind of hear her sit down because you hear. And while she's doing this, she's still talking. She's still talking as if she's right there face to face with me, as if she's not in the bathroom doing her business. Because to me, once you walk in that stall, all conversations need to cease and cease and non-existent. Because once you walk in that stall, hello, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up. She's steady talking. Now, mind you, I'm not saying another word because I'm not going to talk to you while you're peeing. I'm just not going to talk to you while you're peeing. So, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe has anybody else ever had this happen to them where you have seen people or heard people where they still want to talk or be on the phone? To me, if you're in the bathroom and you just really got to talk about what you're going to cook, then you need to text that shit. Don't nobody want to hear it, especially while you're using the bathroom. You're talking about this food because it makes me sick to the stomach to hear you discuss what your meal is going to be tonight when you're letting go of your meal from lunch. Simple as that. There's no other polite way to say it other than that. It's like just sheer, total nastiness. Nastiness. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, I'm being honest. It is really nasty, though. It is I. It is me. I am back. If you just tuned in, we are discussing bathroom etiquette. Yes, bathroom etiquette. That's what our discussion is this morning. And someone actually just hit me up and said, I thought your first show was going to be about when to let go of virtual children. I am going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about that probably next week. I wasn't in the mood to discuss that. That's something that's a little bit close to me, so I didn't want to discuss that as of yet. But I will talk about that, I promise, next week if I can get my ass up at 8 o'clock. I may change the time. Anyway. I was talking about the women that, you know, I work with, and some, of course, won't mention any names. I'm sure if they listen to this show, they'll probably roll their eyes and know, okay, she's talking about me. But the truth is the truth, and the truth shall set you free, you know. As my brother always says, the devil's a lie, whatever. But anyway, I also am a, how can I say, I used to do this. I don't do it any longer. And people probably going to go, okay, Sam, sugar, something is really wrong with you, but I used to take pictures in women's bathrooms. Not a selfie, but I would go to, you know, different places, like to eat or shop, you know, like Petco or whatever, and I would take pictures, and I had a blog at the time, and I would post pictures on the blog of the bathroom, and I would grade them. Now, I know you guys are probably rolling your eyes, and frankly, I don't give a shit if you are, but the fact of the matter is I always would like to see, you know, because you always think, damn, you know, what are these people doing? Because I went to one bathroom, I think it was in Petco, and I went to go get Diva, you know, some things, and I had to use the bathroom, so I went in the bathroom. First of all, it said, you know, make sure you wash your hands. Well, clearly, maybe they were letting the dog sleep in the bathroom, whatever, but it was really just nasty. But if I had not had to go so badly, I wouldn't have even used it. And the comical part about it is that, you know where you have it when you first go through the door, at the front of the door where you're facing it when you're inside, has each time a person actually goes to it and cleans it. You know, you have the signature, the time. There was no signatures and there was no time. Now, grant you, maybe it was a brand new one that they just instilled and just put there. Maybe, I'll give them that, even though it did not look like it was brand new. It looked like it had been there for fucking years. But no one had ever signed it. It was no signatures, no times, no nothing. And the bathroom was absolutely just disgusting. And I mean disgusting, where I felt like, well, damn. Seriously, has anybody ever been in here? It was like, I can't even describe it, but I definitely started taking pictures. And if I still have that blog, I'll put it on YouTube. I'll put it on Facebook so you guys can see it. But the bathroom was absolutely disgusting. It was like you just could not believe it. You know, I don't even want to go into detail, but I'm clearly no one took care of it. Clearly no one gave a shit. Clearly it was not the employee's bathroom, or then again, it may have been. It may have been the bathroom for the animals. I have no clue, but it was really, really bad. It really, really was bad. And I'm thinking, wow, really? You know, it doesn't take much to have one employee to go in, you know, to clean up, whatever. I don't care how disgusting it may be. This is your job as well, because somewhere I am sure that when you signed your paper that you were going to be a Petco person wearing their little vest and wearing their little Petco damn logo or symbol or emblem or whatever, somewhere in that shit that you signed, it said you're going to have to clean shit. So to me, that's what needs to be done. But I have been to, you know, I go out to eat a lot and I go to different places a lot. And yes, I used to go into the bathroom to check them out. I sure did. Because I want to know, you know, what the bathrooms look like. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that, you know, it wasn't fun, because it was fun. You know, I used to take pictures and score them and, you know, and basically would put the address there to warn people not to go to their bathrooms and whatever. But it was something that I did as a hobby, and maybe I should start it back. But I remember one place I went. The restaurant was really, really good. It was good food. It was a really nice restaurant. And when you went to the bathroom, I was a little bit disappointed. And I think I was disappointed because even though it wasn't nasty, it just didn't seem like a bathroom should have been for a place that was that elegant, if that makes sense. Like, to me, if you're going to spend 25 and up on a meal, the bathroom should be, like, fucking awesome. That's how I looked at it. But the bathroom is extremely plain. It just did not have the pizzazz to me that a bathroom should have had being in a major restaurant like that. It just didn't seem to have that little pizzazz, because I thought I was going to walk in and see somebody there and, you know, with, you know how they used to have where they used to, like, give you mints or, you know, give you a towel. That's what I expected, because, as I said, the place there were 25 and up. So you expect when you have a place like that they have someone in the bathroom that's, you know, going to, like, for the guys, you know, clean their little, you know, their suits with, you know, whatever, and give them a mint, and they have their little tip jar there. That's what I expect. That's what I wanted. So I really wanted to go in there and get that experience and, you know, take pictures, because I was, like, looking forward to seeing what that bathroom. Dee Dee is typing, "You are an idiot," but she remembers when I used to do this shit. But it was fun. It was something different. It was, hey, don't judge me. It was different. I mean, come on, you guys all have to admit that if I find the damn blog, you want to see it. So don't act like you don't want to see the blog, because I know you do, because it was something different. I mean, some people do different things, and I just thought it was just a fun hobby. You know, I've had my experience of the worst bathrooms to really nice bathrooms, but that was the biggest disappointment that I remember, because I really thought it was going to be just a luxurious bathroom where, you know, but I guess I should have realized that, you know, they're putting too much time in the food where the bathroom is just not thought of. You know, the elegance of the decor of the restaurant and everything. So, but then when you get to the bathroom, it's like, wow, this is a big disaster. Anyway, I got all the way off subject, and it's time for me to go. But I do promise that I am going to start doing more shows. I really have been so busy trying to do for others that I honestly forgot about what I love. Because having a talk show is my passion. This is one of the things I love. I love to talk. I've been like that, goodness, since I've been in high school. Because as a child, I was very, very shy, believe it or not. I used to be really, really shy and never really talked. And one day I'll talk to you guys about that. But I am going to start doing my talk shows. I'm going to hopefully just start doing it on the grid on the 15th. I know I promised the 1st, and then I promised the 8th, and now I'm promising the 15th. But, you know, it takes a lot to get a stage together and everything, and everybody has their own life and doing things in SL, and I need to, you know, I try to respect everybody else's time and what they need to do, because I know that, you know, SL, when you come into SL, you don't just come in there just to do for others. You come in there to enjoy your own self and do what you have to do. And I'd like to respect it. Anyway, it is really time for me to go. I've got 2 more minutes. I'll put a shout-out to my queens at LBD. Oh, my God. You girls. Oh, my God, I love you so much. You guys just are awesome. They kept my head together. God, I love them so much. Lady, Vivi, Diva, my daughter Lisa, Isis. Oh, my God. Dee Dee. You know, you ladies are what makes LBD. My friend, Chief JB, who kept my head afloat. My brother Jamel. Everyone, if I'm not mentioning your name, it's only because I have a minute left, and that's why I'm going real fast. Anyway, love you all. Thank you so much for being here for me. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Sugar kisses. Bye.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I sleep. slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me, but I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy.